Okay, we're back, my love books. It is the next day, March 11th. It's Monday. It's 1:39 a.m. And I'm hoping and praying to the gods that this is the last episode. So we ended it off kind of just saying, like, reminding you guys the shit that you're probably good at, that you and your friends, your friend group, whatever, whoever the fuck you trust. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to tell them, hey, I'm stocking up for doomsday. Even doomsday preppers don't fucking tell people that, right? But at the same time, like, still stock up on it. Be like, hey, aren't you good at aren't you good at that? Why don't you you think your wife can make me a couple cans of applesauce and you know, I'll trade them for some pear juice, or I don't fucking know what the fuck people be doing, but, like, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, yeah, you know, can we make this a thing? Like, every Tuesday we do this? Like, and then meanwhile, you're getting together some fucking applesauce that lasts for, like, however long that shit lasts, right? I don't fucking know. Figure that out. But, like, you can do this shit. Some of y'all know how to build boats and shit. You can build a motherfucker a boat and be like, all right, I'll build you a boat if you do this, and I'll fucking build you a fucking shed if you build me a boat. And they're like, all right, bet. Cool. I don't know what the fuck y'all be doing. Just figure that shit out, right? Yeah. Some of you guys are spiritual women. Your women are spiritual if you're a masculine listening. Some of them are really good at, like, protection things. Divination. They can make divination. They might make divination tools. They might make tarot cards. They might teach people how to do that shit so that if things do go dark and there is no, way to look at things, they still need to. Maybe you don't have access to your favorite tarot card reader or something. She can be like, yeah, I can teach you on Zoom, or I can teach you on Skype every Tuesday at this time when the kids are asleep how to read cards. So that if everything goes dark and whatever happens, happens, you can still connect with the gods. You can do your own fucking readings. Talk to them and figure it out. Is it safe to leave the house? You pulled a card? No. All right, fuck it. Then no, it ain't safe to leave the house quite yet. I don't fucking know. But y'all, some of y'all still got a network and support system that y'all need to be talking about this kind of shit instead of, like, bullshit celebrity drama and wars and shit that just doesn't fucking matter. It literally doesn't matter. Hey, girl, get on Zoom because I need to talk to you about how do you have that green thumb? Like, how do you know it's time to pick a tomato? How do you know it's time when this is ripe? How do you know if a potato is grown if it's underground and I don't pick it too early? You know, how do you grow bell peppers? Like, I don't fucking know. This is the type of shit y'all need to be talking about with y'all friends that have certain talents and skills and learn from them. I bet you the bitches that went against me is like, damn, I could have learned so much from Noonie. And now they're looking at me like dumb. The most you can learn from me is whatever I put on this podcast that is general information for everybody. But the shit I'm really good at, they'll never know. Because why? You fucked up that connection. Some of y'all still have those connections. If you know your homegirl is really good at doing something from scratch, sis, can I come over on Saturday and you can teach me how to make pasta from scratch? Can you teach me how to make this and make that? Yeah, I got you. Like I said, Nyra Smith made Oreos from scratch. She made ice cream from scratch. You can do it. It's possible. It's just about learning about it. If you know somebody that knows how to cook like that, take your ass over there with a journal. Use your fucking camera that you make content on, dancing and doing all these dumbass TikTok dances, and record her ass. So even if it doesn't go on the internet, you have it saved to your hard drive, your laptop. You can plug that motherfucker in and you got it written down, but you also have step-by-step instructions right in front of you as if it's like a fucking cooking show or something. I don't know. Get creative with the shit. Figure that out. Yeah, go ahead. Rest also. Y'all bodies need rest. A lot of y'all need some rest. Like for me, that's what I've been doing more so, especially since I haven't been popping out as many episodes as I was before. Here, get some water. Sorry. I haven't been popping out as many episodes as I was before because the gods are like rests, right? I've been resting a lot. I've been paying attention to my dreams. I've been knowing what I'm supposed to be doing on my end. And teaching my son, learning new things. I'm learning new things. Here, put that back. Be careful. Here. Good job. Okay, good job. Rest. Take your ass to bed. Some of y'all work so fucking much. You guys are so exhausted, but then you gotta get up and do it all over again. Take your ass to bed. Some of y'all, you guys are supposed to be moving, packing up to move. You're getting ready to leave soon and you don't even know it. I'm telling you right now, I see it in the car. Some of y'all are physically about to move the location you're in. If you're like, ooh, thank the gods, this is hell. I hate this place. I hate this conflict. I hate my neighbors. I hate this city, this state, this country, whatever. Okay, you're about to move, but then what? What is it even like in the area you're going to move in? Do you know Mandarin? Are you moving to China? Are you moving to Asia? Are you moving to somewhere, where they speak Spanish? What dialect do they speak? Do you know that? Do you have books? Do you got Rosetta Stone? Are you prepared? Do you know the currency? What your currency versus their currency is like? What business are you going to have for yourself when you go out there? Like, do you know anything? Get a fucking book. Read, rest, sleep. Do that kind of shit. Get your body together. You feel me what I'm saying? Do you have a car that you own, or can they come repossess that bitch at any moment? If they do, get that bitch to them. Be like, all right, man, look, I'm going to go ahead and hand this to y'all because this ain't it no more. Whatever money you was about to give to them, go ahead and take the bus for a minute and buy yourself a cash car. You got a homeboy that you paid him a couple $100, then you can get a new engine in that bitch figured out. You feel me what I'm saying? Either way it goes, electric cars are probably not the way to go. I can tell you that for sure. I understand nobody's going to harm you. Nobody's going to hurt you. Stand in your power, though. I feel like by the end of this year, whatever I'm predicting now is definitely going to happen before the end of this year is over. And I already said that. I think I said something about November of this year. I can't remember, but I think, I don't be paying attention to politics and shit like that, but I think November of 2024, when I last predicted this, I think that is when they're going to start doing the elections and shit like that, I think. And then by February or some shit, however the fuck that goes, is when the next motherfucker sworn in or something like that. Y'all got about till this upcoming winter to get your lives together. That's quite some time. We just hit spring. But it's spring, summer, fall, winter. You feel me? Go ahead and jump on that. It is a ways away, but at the same time, that shit flies by. If you're pregnant, you know how fast that time flies by. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that motherfucking far away. If we're in the third month, and November is the 11th month, like, come on. You feel me? We're already 11 days into the third month. Shit's flying by already. And I see it's gonna move even faster. Learn how to cook too, by like wood stove. Have like a wood oven or like propane gas. You know what I'm saying? Like, learn how to cook with other things too. If you got like a barbecue pit or something like that, learn how to cook with shit like that. Have like a wood burning stove or like a wood burning oven on your property. I don't know what that fucking looks like or how that goes, but people can build that shit. You can look on YouTube and learn how to build that shit. If you got dogs and cats, stock up on their shit too. I don't know. I feel like I'm repeating shit I've been said, so I'm skipping over a lot of these cards because I'm trying to be done with this shit. Yeah. I see that a lot of you guys are going to get some money to help y'all. The ones that decide to listen are going to get some money to help y'all. Right? So if you listen to this and you like, all right, I'm going to sleep on this shit. I'm going to start researching sometime this week. I'm gonna figure it out. Okay. This is the beginning of a new pay period. I'm gonna work for these motherfuckers for two more pay periods so I can stock up on this. The gods, I need a loan to come through. I need you to help me with this. I'm gonna put my best foot forward and try to apply for the biggest loan in this motherfucker. I don't know. Make something work, God. Make some magic happen for me. I need it. I'm gonna dedicate this to making sure that me and my family is in a better situation. I'm gonna cut all these expenses back so that I can save this money so that I can put it towards something, whatever the fuck you're gonna do with it, right? I see the ones that's gonna actually walk through that threshold and listen to the gods. They're gonna bless you with some type of income coming up so that you can set up and get your household together. For sure. I see someone moving into a new home, getting keys to a new place that is yours. You own this now. You don't have to worry about nobody coming and trying to evict you, put you out, raising rent prices on you, raising this and that. No, they don't. No. This is your shit. I see you setting up and being able to be like, all right, cool. I can set up for this. I'm going to homeschool my kids. I looked into it. They're in this grade right now, but since I don't know the foreseeable future, even though they're in sixth grade, I'm gonna get shit from sixth through 12th grade so that I can teach them at home. My kid's in preschool. When I start setting up for him, I'm getting preschool through fucking 12th grade. Because until the foreseeable future changes, what I see so far, and I've been telling y'all this 3 years ago, is these fucking school systems that you guys are trusting in is not going to be here anymore. So I already knew that shit. When I was pregnant, I already knew I wasn't going to put him in school. But I've been seeing it more and more, the more I've been tapping into my abilities. If you got friends that's really good at math and they're mathematicians, some of y'all friends are math teachers, sis, I'm not that good at math. Can you teach my kid math? Your homeboy's a science teacher, bro. You got this? Can you help me with a lesson plan and I'll trade you for this? You write out my kids' lesson plans, I'll trade you for this. I don't know how y'all gonna do that. Just figure that out. Okay, but I do see the ones that are going to sit down and talk to the guys and create a plan, a business plan, a life plan with them and say, this is what I'm gonna do, A, B, C, D. This is what I need help with, God. They're going to provide you the means to move out of the situation that you're in and head to some type of land. Whether that's you randomly stumbling up on unclaimed land or unclaimed inheritance, or you getting a settlement, or I don't fucking know what that means for you, but I do see you coming up on some type of money and being able to move and leave the location that you're at so that you can have a new foundation to start. So I feel like I'm mainly, because I feel like this is already destined for the people that are chosen. They already know this. I feel like I'm talking to people that you don't resonate with the chosen messages and you're just like, well, who the fuck am I? You know, you're somebody special too. Don't ever act like you're not. You are. The gods are telling you, we got green land for you. Lush, beautiful land. You might be ducked off in the middle of the fucking woods somewhere. If you're like, yeah, I just want to fall off the face of the earth, they'll help you fall off the face of the earth. You'll have a cabin in the woods in the motherfucker like that. With all the fucking deer and rabbit you can hunt. With all the fish you can fish. With a boat that you can go get you some fresh salmon up in this bitch. If you're down south, you can get the fucking catfish up in this motherfucker. You feel me? Like, they're gonna set you up. Yeah, they want you ducked off. They want y'all ducked off in hermit mode. That's what that means. That you only come out when you need to come and shop with the neighbors. All right, bro. Can I have these lesson plans once a month? You provide me and my kids with these lesson plans and I'll get you some salmon. You like salmon, bro? Yep, I love salmon. All right, cool. Once a month we link up. I give you a month's worth of fucking salmon and you give me a month or two worth of fucking projects for my kids to do when it comes to science. You feel me? I don't know. There's people that do everything. You guys be friends with these people and then y'all don't be utilizing y'all friends, you know? Some people I see know how to set booby traps and shit. They know, they you know what I'm saying? They know how to set a bear trap. They know how to catch a fucking rabbit. You know what I'm saying? They know how to go duck hunting and fishing and shit. And you like, I don't know the first thing about that, but bro does. He used to do that shit with his family. You feel me? Hey, what's up, bro? We can meet at a certain location. Kick it. We can meet at the park or something. The kids run around. We exchange the goods. After they get done having fun, we go about our ways. They don't need to know that you're stocking up for the fucking end of the world. They don't need to know that. That you're stocking up for your new beginning. You know what I'm saying? Masculines, you guys are powerful too. You guys got a lot to offer as well. A lot to offer. Yeah, some of y'all are gonna already be like in your new place real soon, going shopping and bringing things in for your new place. If you don't understand couponing and stuff like that, but you got a homegirl that got a cousin that know how to do that shit. Hey, you think I can get your cousin's number? She should be on the ultimate extreme couponers, huh? She's filthy. Have her teach me that shit. Some of y'all got family that be doing that shit, and you don't even gotta go to the store. You can just go to their place and get shit from their little store. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you're struggling, you be like, cousin, can I come through? Yeah. I used to do that with movies with my dad. When I would move to a new apartment complex or something, and I didn't have my cable on because they gotta take a couple days to set it up and all that shit. Well, I couldn't afford it right then and there because we just paid to get up in this motherfucker. You feel me? And all the moving expenses, got to pay the movers and the U-Haul and all that shit like that. I would go to my dad's crib and my dad got like over 3,000 fucking DVDs. I'd be like, Dad, can I come get some movies? He'd be like, yeah, I'll go in there, get a fucking Safeway bag, whip that bitch open, put hella movies, horror, funny movies, throwback movies, Cheech and Chong, cartoons and that bitch, Tom and Jerry in there for my kid. Like, he got hella movies, bro. Hella movies. I'd be like, all right, I'll be back. He'd be like, yeah, bring them shits back. You feel me? Some of y'all got family like that, but y'all don't be utilizing shit, dog. It's crazy to me. I don't know how y'all be doing that. Y'all better figure that out. Especially if you still in good standings with them. If you're like me and you're a lone wolf, man, you always been a thug. Just thug that shit out. You figure it out. If you're a lone wolf, you know how to get shit off your, you feel me? Off the muscle yourself. You know how to do that. It's okay. A lot of you guys, when the guys are gonna have you move and go to these next places and do the next things after you choose to go ahead and walk with them and believe in them, shit's gonna start happening fast for you. You're gonna be able to be like, damn, I just started stocking up and I already got a year's supply of this. Me and my family, you know, whether the shit turns off and everything shuts down or not, we're set up for a next year. And I just started a month ago. We're set up for a year and I started collecting a month ago. So if I collect for 2 more months straight and keep utilizing the resources that I have with my friends and shit, in 2 more months, we'll be stacked up for 3 years. We're good. You feel me? Anything that comes after that is just bonus. For me personally, being a seer, I don't think we're going to be going through this shit for years. But while it is happening, y'all do need to be stocked up on shit. You see what I'm saying? But I see it's not going to take y'all as long as y'all think it's going to take y'all to prepare for things like this. Yeah. For sure. I see if your kids like animals and shit like that, y'all do get some land with some fucking animals and fucking all that kind of shit. Teach them how to be responsible. Okay, it's time to get up in the morning. You ate breakfast. You brushed your teeth and shit like that. If you're homeschooling, all right, before we start sitting down and reading books for today, let's go feed the chickens. Let's go feed the cows. Let's go feed the horses. Let's go feed the goats. Like, it's a fucking petting zoo damn near, you know? What is a baby goat called? What is a baby horse called? Da 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 da, like, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, figure that out, bro. Y'all, come on, man. Kids learn like this. They don't have to sit down. That's like kind of, it's called a school to prison pipeline. It's called a school to prison pipeline. There's movies that talk about that, documentaries that talk about that, books that talk about it. You can look into it yourself. The school to prison pipeline. If you look at how similar school is to prisons, it makes sense. Right? Not gonna get into that too much, but that's really all it's really setting our kids up for, sadly. Right? Or slapping some type of mental illness on them that they don't have. Every kid learns at their own speed. I told you guys a while ago, a long time ago, that my son, he didn't start talking until, like, really, really start talking until he turned 3. He's 4 now. He's talking a lot better. He's learning a lot more words, sentences, all that kind of stuff. He's talking. He does say certain things kind of, like, funny. I don't know what it's called, like a speech impediment. Like, he'll say he don't pronounce certain R's or little things like that, but he speaks. He knows what he's saying. He'll ask questions. He's very smart. But he didn't start talking until he was like 3. And it wasn't nothing that I was doing or not doing. It's simply kids learn at their own time. He started walking at 10 months. He was sitting up doing all the other milestones. But when it came to talking, I was worried about that shit. He took the little autism test. He don't have autism. He just talked when he fucking wanted to talk. But I knew he knew how to talk because when he was even 2, before he started talking fully, he was saying like basic shit like, I'm mad. He was like forming expression. I'm mad. I'm hungry. Eat, eat. No. Yes. Mom, dad. Like he was saying shit like that. But like he wasn't, you know, they were like, well, if he's not reciting his ABCs at this age, then if he can't say 20 words at this age, then he's no. And then they gave him the test and they're like, oh, yeah, kiss my ass, bitch. He doesn't have this. So kids learn. Every kid doesn't fit into a fucking checklist or a certain category of when they need to meet milestones. That's another system to do what? Put your kid on a list to say that they have this, to give them medications, to supply the elites and the pharmaceutical companies to make them more richer because your kid has to always be on this type of medicine and take care of this or have this or whatever the fuck. You feel me what I'm saying? There's just more money in their pockets to be like, oh yeah, he's diagnosed with this, give him some medicine, and then the medicine never makes him better. It just keeps you hoping that it gets better with him consuming pills or her consuming pills all the time. You feel me what I'm saying? So, keep that in mind when you're teaching your kids these different lessons as they learn by physically showing them sometimes. Like I said, I learned this in school, but these generations are different. Everything's on the screen. But we learned the different learning styles when I was in school. There was auditory. There was visual. I forgot the word for like you gotta physically do it yourself. There's another word for you read it and you can just read it and know how to do it. There's different words for it. I can't remember because those wasn't the ones. I don't learn that way by reading it and just getting it. I can hear it, auditory. I can visually see it and learn it, and I physically can do it and learn it, but there's other learning styles too. So keep that in mind when it comes to your kids, right? A lot of y'all are gonna be driven to go like either to an island or somewhere by water. That's because the gods want you to be able to, if you need to fish for some shit, you can fish for some stuff. If you can't eat nothing else, maybe you can eat some from there. If you're allergic to shellfish and shit like that, get your ass a farm. But like, they're gonna have you move to certain locations. So if you need to thug it out and all the shit that you stocked up on is, you know, then all right, cool. You can go ahead and do what you need to do to make sure you guys are still eating. If you're like, I'm vegan, then make sure your fucking gardening green thumb is on point then, my boy. You feel me? Because there might not be a farmer's market event every Tuesday and Thursday in the neighborhood like there used to be when all this is going on. You feel me what I'm saying? So figure that out amongst yourself. Yeah, I see for sure. Some of you guys, when you get with your partner, your lover, they're going to have you move by water or like around forest and water, the mountains, something like that, somewhere like that, so that you guys have everything that you need. Y'all might be living by like a waterfall or a fresh spring where it's like fresh spring water. You can go collect it yourself instead of waiting for the people to come deliver you that fresh water shit. Or instead of you ordering it from fucking online or going to the store to get it, you can just take that bucket and go down there and collect y'all some fresh water. Another thing to look into, especially if your state allows it, collecting rainwater. I know in Washington State, it's legal. Like, it's perfectly fine for you to get those big tanks or whatever those are called and collect rainwater. And you can have that on your property and do your thing. So, you know, figure all that out. I don't know. I see heartache and loss here, but it's kind of like, I don't know. Not everybody gonna listen. I don't give a fuck. I'm not gonna sit here and really tap into that too much. But I see a lot of you guys are really excited about transforming. You guys are aware now with the sacral chakra here. It shows me like, that gives me creativity. You're like, oh, wow, I'm really good at this. I'm really good at that. I'm really good at making baby clothes. There's people that can take a fucking blanket and make a whole sweatsuit out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people know how to do shit. So if you're like, man, let me go get the materials and bro can make me and my family a whole bunch of winter clothes. You know what I'm saying? Maternity clothes in case I get pregnant. Baby clothes. I don't know. Just stock up on a bunch of shit. Yeah, see, some people are just not gonna fuck with it. It's like, I don't care. It's your personal problem. I don't give a fuck. Choose wisely here, though. The gods are making you aware of it. And like I said, with one of those runes, it was saying, like, ignorance is no excuse. You are not ignorant at this point. Ignorance is not knowing. Now you heard this, you know. If other readers or spiritual teachers or whoever the fuck with whatever platform they have is speaking about this shit too in their own way, they've been saying it forever, so you can't say that you're ignorant to it and I didn't know God. No, they're like, yes the fuck you did. We had all different types of teachers, 144,000, right? That's 144,000 couples. Some of them ain't even together yet. So that is, what, 288,000 single people on this planet teaching similar things. You fucking heard it somewhere. You just don't give a fuck. And that's on you, right? Disruption, envy, heartache and losses here for the people that just not gonna do it. Everybody else got material and spiritual prosperity, balance, the angels guiding you guys to set a new foundation, building a house from scratch. If you're like, shit, all we can afford is a tiny home, fucking get in that bitch then. You got a home? It's yours. It's on your own land. You guys can build more later. Like I said, there's some people that got trailers. They bought land and they put all their life savings into a trailer. And I'm not talking about when we grew up off of trailer trash looking, you feel me? Small ass shit. No, people, look that shit up on fucking TikTok, bro. People have trailers that are nicer than some of the homes that I've seen. And them motherfuckers is big, got upstairs, downstairs, full bathroom, shower, bath. Toilets that work, plumbing in that bitch, fresh water, electricity. It's not the same shit. Like, when I say a trailer, I'm not talking about nothing ran down. Look that shit up. Some people are like so dedicated, they lived in their fucking van for like a year just to afford this motherfucker. They're filthy. I don't know if I'm that dope, bro. But they're filthy. If you don't know what it looks like, they'll show you what it looks like to do that shit. They travel for a living. A lot of you guys that are not a part of 144,000, which is mainly who these messages are for, you do, if you choose to walk with the gods, they're going to provide you with a spouse. If you're single, you don't have your divine partner, you're going to have a divine partner, a soulmate for you. So if you're wondering, there is hope for you. You just got to ground yourself first. Get excited about this change. You might have to make some fucking sacrifices, but it's like the end all goal is like the life that everybody's living right now is not going to be it. I see the doorways here. There's lots of different paths that you can take. Just take it. As long as you walk through one of these fucking doors, you're good. If you decide to let these motherfuckers like shadow over your life and be a dark cloud in your life, that's on you. You're going to have nothing but mental conflict. They're going to keep stressing you out, keep putting you in fear about shit. You feel me what I'm saying? Yeah, they're going to keep tempting you to do some shit that ain't there. You're going to be suffering in silence, sad, trapped in fear. I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. I'm bored. I'm lonely. I got all these obstacles and challenges I'm going through. Meanwhile, everybody else is figuring shit out and they got new beginnings. I literally see somebody. Yeah, this is that 3D to 5D new earth thing. Everybody was talking about this, especially when spirituality's first became a trend. Everybody was talking about the new earth. This is literally what I'm talking about right now. You're a couple days away from it jump starting, and you're getting a prequel of it right now. Cause baby, when I get my fucking funds, I ain't talking to y'all about this shit no more. Fuck off. I love y'all dearly, but I've been telling y'all this shit and I hate repeating myself. And the guys know that. They're like, tell these motherfuckers one more time. This is the different group of people. Tell these motherfuckers it now. Because when I get my funds, I'm doing what I got to do for my family. I'm not worried about y'all no more. I done said all I can say. And I'm not the only fucking content creator or person that feels like that. Like, we feel like we preach into the choir. Y'all not listening. Y'all still doing the same shit. That's why I don't be talking no more. I don't be giving a fuck about predicting. Nothing else for y'all. Not saying y'all like it's personal or nothing like that. I'm talking about when I talk about this kind of shit, I can tell when the collective is not listening. And like I said with one of the rooms, don't force it. Y'all don't gotta believe me. I don't give a fuck. I'm asleep good at night. You feel me? But as long as I get the message out, I'm asleep good. If I don't get the message out, I ain't gonna sleep good. So even though I hate fucking repeating myself, I'm gonna do what I gotta do so I can sleep. They said, do it, do it. All right, fuck it, bro. Y'all know I hate repeating myself, but clearly there's a certain group of people that need to hear this. So let me go ahead and do what I gotta do. Because, baby, my topics might change once I get my abundance. I might not be talking about the same shit. I'm damn sure not about to be talking about this no more. I'm gonna be talking to the people that already got the shit, and you're like, wow, I don't resonate with any of her readings anymore. Well, motherfucker, you must have stayed in the dark and didn't walk through the door, because, you feel me? We're on a different timeline now, baby. Right? We're creating memories of love and happiness and abundance. I'm teaching y'all how to teach y'all kids. And oh, yeah, my son learned this lesson. Try this cool thing of homeschooling if you got preschoolers, and try this. And oh, yeah, we fucking built a fucking this and that today, and it was fun. Like, I'm be talking about different shit. I am not about to be talking about this. They want me to get this shit all out before I get into my new beginning, because, baby, I'm be talking about other shit that's fun. I like talking about celestial beings and Anunnaki and the gods and Egyptian temple stories and all these kind of things. I'm not about to keep warning y'all that this world is about to go down. I'm just not. A lot of people are going to be in love. I'm like, ooh, try this with your person. This is a fun date. This is a good idea, dude. And if you don't got that, you're just not going to resonate. But then if you don't resonate, I'm not going to know personally because I don't care, but I feel like you're going to know, damn, I made the wrong choice. That's a personal fucking problem. Take that moment to yourself to rest and be in solitude and fucking study. The people that I was teaching before, my old clients and shit that ain't my clients no more, some of them are thriving right now. Some of them decided to just go backwards and we had to cut ways, right? But either way it goes, I was preaching this shit to them too. Sit back and study. Nobody want to sit their ass down. Everybody got to be on the scene and having the latest and greatest and popping it. And I'm like, it's just not time for that anymore. You're going to have a time to do that, but this ain't time for it right now. You mean to tell me it's the end of the world and all you want to do is pop it? You're not trying to survive the end of the world? That's crazy to me. You just went and bought all these latest gadgets and shit that's not going to save you. When in the world, you can't eat a fucking IMAX Pro, Air Max Pro, whatever the fuck it's called. You can't eat that motherfucker. You can't sell that to your neighbor that has all these stocked up goods. They don't give a fuck about that shit. They would rather have these cans of beans and shit because they know they're going to need it. You dig what I'm saying? Nobody cares about the latest and greatest, nothing but you. Yeah. You got to stand 10 toes down for what you believe in. A lot of you guys are stepping into authority roles, authority figures over your household. You guys got great spiritual strength. You guys are going to come together and be the new generation, the next generation to teach y'all kids. It starts within yourself and it starts within your home. If you don't like the way children are becoming or whatever the fucking word I'm looking for, like you don't like the way this younger generation is being, start with your kids. You can't raise everybody else's kids, but you can start with your kids and leading by example. I don't put my kid online or nothing like that, but I share little things that he's doing with you guys so that y'all can see that my kid lives a normal fucking life as if he was in the 90s. He don't live like he's a fucking generation alpha kid. He don't. He gets pumped about Magic School Bus. He gets pumped about Sesame Street. He likes educational shows. As much as I listen to music, trap music, drill music, sexual music, he doesn't hear that shit. I'll put on my fucking headphones. He cannot recite a song that I listen to. He recites fucking ABCs and fucking nursery rhyme songs, and he's really into that kind of stuff. He likes books and reading and stuff like, you know what I'm saying? He grows up how the fuck I grew up as a kid. And nothing other than that. He's not about to be walking around talking about he's a gang member. And none of that fucking shit. I cuss in front of him all the fucking time. He knows it's a cuss word. The most he does is flick me off. And I didn't even teach him that shit. He been doing that shit since he was in the womb. Literally. And it's funny as hell because he's expressing himself. I don't care. That shit's funny as fuck. I'll be like, hey, that's not okay. But thank you for telling me how you feel. I get it, bro. You like, fuck me right now. I get it, bro. But put that shit away. You feel me? But at the end of the day, bro, if you have an issue with the way that the generation is being ran and you have a child that is of that generation that is making you uncomfortable about the future, it starts within yourself and it starts with your fucking home and your fucking kids. And the tradition that you're setting with them. You feel me? I see parents that are like, they homeschool their kids too. They're teaching their kids about meditation, yoga, stretching, exercise, practice, routines. There's the Montessori parents where they're teaching their kids how to be independent, clean up after themselves, be organized. Everything has a place. They have a routine. They have responsibilities, and it's not major responsibilities or nothing crazy like that, but they're excited to learn. Ooh, I can pour my own juice. Ooh, I can feed myself. Ooh, I can wash my hands and brush my teeth. You know what I'm saying? Like, meet them on their level. But you can't blame nobody else for your kids being unsuccessful in life unless you're creating that environment for them. You feel me? That's all I'm saying. Your success, your recognition, your reward that you have when your kid grows up and they're a dope ass fucking adult. And even though they're in a generation full of whatever the fucks, then it's like, all right, but my kid's not that. You feel me? Like for me and other people that, you know, I don't know too many of them. But I do see some millennials. It's not really people that I was around growing up, clearly. But like people on the internet, I see, oh, you're a millennial too. And you had a mindset of me. So you must have been raised up right. You feel me? Or even if you had to raise yourself, you're intelligent enough to know that you don't fit in with the rest of your generation. So when people be looping everybody in and being like, oh, millennials this, millennials that, I don't get offended by that shit because you're not talking about me. I'm filthy. I don't get offended by people being like, oh, millennials raise their kids and Generation Alpha is horrible and they don't want to learn because my kid loves fucking learning. You're not talking about me. You feel me what I'm saying? Don't fit yourself in with unnecessary drama. It's the same thing when people do that racial thing. Oh, all black people are thugs. No, not all of them are. Some of them are nerds. Some of them are anime dweebs. Some of them are rocket scientists. Some of them like rock music. Some of them like country. Some of them can cook. Some of them can't cook. Some of them are thugs. Some of them are not. You know what I'm saying? Every shoe doesn't fit everybody. So instead of diversifying each other and putting, that's the fucking system that y'all are in. That's the fucking society that they're creating for you. Who gives a fuck about any of that? I don't care about none of that shit because I don't fit in with none of that shit. You can say that black moms are ratchet and they do this and that and they depend on this and that and whoop, 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 single black moms, this and that, and they raise thugs and they raise this. My kid's a fucking dope-ass kid and he's going to be a dope-ass adult no matter what the statistics for other motherfuckers say. All them bitches might check off that box, but I don't. I stand out. And you gotta know that about yourself too. Especially if you're trying to change things for your kid and your future. That's all the fuck I'm saying, bruh. That's all I'm saying. Don't let nobody label you and put nobody in no box. I'm not gonna say that, but I do see it. But I'm not gonna say it because I don't care to say that shit. But I do see people not being able to handle this world when they don't choose to walk with the gods. Let's just say that. I don't want to talk about that kind of shit. For the ones that do choose to walk with the gods, I do see y'all going to start receiving a lot of dream messages more than what you were before. You're going to see what you need to work on during these full moons, these new moons, at nighttime. Work in secret. Keep this to yourself. Have a dream journal. I tell people that all the time. Dream journals. That's one thing I will repeat because that shit's important. Dream journals. Write your fucking dreams down. Write it down in the notes on your phone, on your tablet, whatever the fuck you need to do. Write that motherfucker down because dreams matter, especially when it comes to ideas and shit. They're like, okay, you can do this. You can't do this. I was just about to order some dairy products the other day. There's little snacks and shit I like to eat that involves cheese and nuts and fruit. And at first, they were like, oh, it's these brands. Then it was like, it's Sargento. And I'm like, damn, I eat the little Sargento balance breaks. They got the little cashews and the little cranberries and the little cheese. That shit smacks to me. I eat healthy snacks, right? So then when I seen Sargento was, you know, had the little Listeria and shit like that, right? I was like, oh, fuck. Let me get creative and let me go and get it all separately and make it myself, right? I was going to get a different brand cheese, cut them bitches down, get a bag of cashews, get some dried cranberries and some raisins, and make my little favorite snack myself. And then my spirit team showed my dream where they showed a news report of every fucking brand of dairy products that got Listeria, even though the elites are giving it to you a brand or two at a time. It's all of them. And then I looked into Listeria. I'm like, how the fuck this happened? Like, what is it? Like the warehouse is dirty or something? But it's something that it starts from the soil. The soil's contaminated. And then the cows are eating the grass or whatever the fuck they be eating off that shit. And then it gets into the cows and it don't necessarily make the cows sick, but it passes through their milk, which makes all these dairy products. So then now all the fucking cheeses got it because it's through the cows. So then when I had that dream, dreams are important. I wrote it down. And I'm like, fuck, bro. Took that shit out my fucking little, you know, my little checklist to get when I go grocery shopping again. And I'm like, all right, fuck it, bro. No more dairy. That broke my little heart. Because I'm like, fuck, I can't have no ice cream. I can't have this or have that. I mean, I could get almond. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, dreams are important. Listeria can kill you. Look into that shit. It can kill you. Especially if you're really young or really old, it can kill you. If you're not, it can make you really sick. But like my son having it, or like an old person, like a grandma or grandpa having it or something like that, that already got health issues, that shit can kill you. Dreams are important. Okay? They can show you about, some of y'all dreams is going to show y'all about money, opportunities, what to do with your talents, how it's going to play out, how to do to protect yourself. They might show you you building a fucking gate around your new home, you setting up cameras, whatever the fuck, however the fuck to do that. You getting a solar paneled house so that your, when the electricity goes out, your shit don't go out because it's ran by solar panels or something. I don't fucking know. It's going to show you all that shit. Whatever crafts and hobbies y'all have is going to show you, all right, stock up on this shit when you get your abundance. Because people going to need shoes. You know how to make shoes. Motherfuckers need shoes, right? Cool. Now you got a business, right? I don't know. I'm just saying shit, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all going to see all that shit in your dreams when you do choose to walk with the gods. They're going to show you, this person is not to be trusted. Don't trade with this person. Or do trade with this person. Or if you do trade with this person, don't answer their questions about why you need a certain whatever by a certain time, or why you're stocking up on shit. Don't tell them. And if you feel a weird vibe when they ask you about it, you gotta dead that situation. Why are you asking me this question, bitch? You can't just give me these fucking cans and jars of applesauce? Why you gotta know why I need so much applesauce, bitch? Just give me the fucking applesauce. No? All right, fuck it. I'll make my own goddamn applesauce. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to show you that kind of stuff. You don't need to explain to nobody what you're doing, or why you're cutting them off, or why you're ducking off, or why we got to meet at the such and such. Why can't we meet at your crib, bro? You don't trust me to come to your crib? Nah, don't trust nobody to come to your house. You feel me? Nobody. Period. Point blank. No fucking body. Because once you get somebody that access to you, and they see, oh, this motherfucker got a gate. This motherfucker, what do they hide? Why you need a gate around your crib now? Who you think you all that? What you got up in that motherfucker? You feel me? So that type of stuff, keep it to yourself. Go ahead, get it, Bubba. Yeah, keep that kind of shit to yourself. If you want them to meet you at a certain area until all the shit go down, have them meet you there. You don't need to explain shit. You feel me? Just look at them, and if it's too many questions, start looking at the motherfucker sideways. Like, all right, bet. That makes sense. She did tell me somebody was going to be off that like that. I got a Judas in my corner. You feel me? Like, why do you need to know all that? That's weird. Dead that situation. Okay? Some of y'all are going to start getting dreams about the shit I've been getting dreams about. I posted on my Facebook. I don't ever really get on that motherfucker like that, but I'll post random shit randomly once in a blue moon on there. And I posted something about oatmeal having cyanide in it. And I had that dream a long time ago. And I thought that was personal. It could have been personal, but it could also not be personal. So I posted it regardless. It could have been personal when I say that, because the female that raised me, she used to poison me. I didn't find that shit out until after I cut her off. And I was like, that's why I was always sick. And she, what's that called? Gaslighted me into thinking that I had really bad acid reflux when my body developed acid reflux because she was poisoning me. And I started to get ulcers. I was always at the hospital. I went from like 135 or 140 to like my high school weight of like 110 or 115. This is like right before I had my kid. I was like tiny, like as small as I was in high school before I had any womanly shape because of her poisoning me. So it could have been that. But I was like, nah, my spirit team didn't show it to me in that way. They showed me brands of oatmeal and it having cyanide in it. How the fuck that works, I don't fucking know. Ever since they showed me that dream, I stopped eating oatmeal. And my son loves that shit. And he be asking me for it every now and then. I'd be like, nah, we ain't got none, bro. Until I learn how to grow oats, we ain't gonna have that bitch. You feel me? And just recently, they showed me the Listeria with the fucking, all the brands of dairy. Mind you, I seen it on the news, but it was a couple brands, but they showed me the news in my dreams. I don't know when, but eventually they're gonna show that it's actually all of them. And it's gonna be like, wow, there's this many cases of deaths now. Because no, like, they been know that shit. They just give you shit in increments that they want to give it to you in. Y'all gonna see that type of shit in y'all dreams too? It's not just me. When you walk with the gods are gonna protect you and show you things. Show you what they're doing to the fruits and vegetables. Start going to small farmers, local farmers that don't be having big names on their shit. You feel me? That you know is just some regular ass people selling that shit at the farmer's market. Or do it yourself. A lot of you guys are gonna get into y'all relationships soon. Before whatever this big thing is that happens. I don't even know if the fucking internet's actually gonna go down or not. I'm not gonna hold you. But I can say it just sounds like Ragnarok. This solar flare thing. It reminds me of the story that I told you guys. The quick snippet of it with Ragnarok. And how Fenrir the wolf ate the sun and the moon. And everything started over again. It just might mean like things are gonna go back to the 90s and shit, like before the internet was around. That's what I feel like. I don't feel like it's really gonna be all that bad, like how they're making it seem to be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. People might go crazy though. I'm not gonna hold you. People might be tripping because of all the predictive programming that's going on. They're going to be scared shitless. They don't know. They're not tapped in with the gods. They don't know what to expect. They're not prepared. So I'm not going to say that shit going to be peaches and cream. And then when the internet go down and shit like that, you can even see them predicting it on, like, what was that? The Simpsons, or I think even like Family Guy and shit. The internet went down for a little bit. Motherfuckers couldn't upload on like Facebook and fucking Instagram. And they got bored and they were physically attacking each other. And then it worked again and everything went back to normal. Like, oh, okay, I can post again. Cool. But when it went down, motherfuckers was attacking each other. They want y'all to do that. So they're going to show you doing that in cartoons so that you're programmed to do that. To attack each other and be on edge. You feel me? Meanwhile, the people that chose to listen to the gods that's happened with them, you guys are just ducked off somewhere. Don't even know what the fuck's going on. Don't even care. You just know you ain't gotta leave your house or your land for a while. Your husband or whatever, y'all done built a fucking playground for the kids. Y'all got bouncy houses y'all can blow up. Everything solar paneled up in this bitch. Feel me? The sun gonna come out and charge this motherfucker. So we got shit. We might not have internet, but we got movies, we got games, we got books they can learn. We got animals we can eat. We got a garden. You feel me? Whatever you need, you got it. And you're ducked off. Wow, shit's popping. The people that didn't listen, those are the motherfuckers that's going to go to war with these companies. There's going to be fire. There's going to be brimstone, yes. It's kind of like the fucking Left Behind movie. It just doesn't mean everybody has to experience that. Okay, I hope that makes sense to you guys. Some of you guys' ancestors are like blacksmiths or like welders, and that's what you do, like, or that's what your man does or whatever, whoever you are listening. You're a welder. You know how to make swords and weapons and metal and all that kind of shit and all that stuff. Yeah, y'all can fucking build a gate or do whatever fuck you want to do. All right? You got your filthy at that. Some of y'all know how to turn certain elements into, you can turn lead into gold. What the fuck? Who the fuck are y'all? Who the fuck can turn lead into gold? I mean, I feel like if you know the scientific formula, you can do it. But like, you're filthy. Who the fuck knows how to do that? Like what? Yeah, some of y'all know how to make machetes and swords. Y'all better make them bitches and be like, I got a sale on machetes. End of the world sale here. You feel me? I'll cop from you. Especially if it's filthy. Carve some runes into that bitch. I'll buy it from you. That's hard body. Yeah, some of y'all are filthy though. Y'all can make weapons for people to defend themselves. That's filthy. For sure, for sure. But yeah, nobody, you don't have to worry about looking over your shoulder when you're going to be ducked off, a lot of y'all. It just depends on what path you decide for yourself. I'm going to pause it here, and then we're literally on the fucking last set of cards. I'm so happy because I'm so tired. My son don't even know, but we're about to go to sleep. I'm going to pause it here. All right, my lovies, the last portion of this four-part series. I thought it was going to be like 8 parts because I felt like it was never ending. I'm so glad I'm almost done. I'm so tired, you guys. I'm damn near talking to y'all with my eyes closed. My son looked at me and said, are you okay? It's 2:34 a.m. now. Let's finish this up and hurry up. So, boom. Yeah, this world is about to be very different. This is a cycle that has been going on for a while. If y'all listen to my Tower of Babel episodes, I was speaking about how long this good versus evil battle has been going on with the gods and these elites. These elites are entities. They're not even people. Not going to get too much into that. And I'm too fucking tired, but if you listen to those episodes, you know what I'm talking about. This battle has been going on for centuries and centuries. With our ancestors, every generation had to deal with this kind of stuff in a different type of form or a different type of way. Ever since this energy has been on this planet wasn't always like this. And it says that in other spiritual pantheons and practices and mythos. And it even says that in the Bible, if you're religious, that the gods or God gave the devil or this darker entity basically a certain time to rule over this planet before shit was gonna change. And we're just at that day and age where we actually get to experience the change, okay? So this cycle is almost complete for sure. Things are gonna be fruitful again. I feel like Mother Earth is excited for this because think about it. There's so many animals going extinct. There's people in war all the time. There's constant fear of nuclear bombs and you know, humans and power and control being the point of us ending our own existence because we can't just fucking get along. And, you know, there's always a power struggle. That shit is almost fucking over. It's not saying it's our fault. It's the ones that are in control of these things that it's just time. Their time is fucking up and they know it. And they're trying to take as many people, as many souls as they can with them. I see these omens. Pay attention to these birds' omens. Pay attention to the fucking animals. The animals are telling you guys that it's the end of days. There's hella animals that are showing you guys this. There was a bunch of hawks. I think they were hawks, but falcons and hawks are similar. But it was, the hawks. And if you guys, chill. If you guys look into, Egyptian mythology, Horus is the falcon god. Or like I said, or you can consider him a hawk, whatever you want to call him. Look at the symbol for Horus. When he's, turned to the side, his head is cocked to the side and his wings are spread out. The birds, if you look on it on TikTok, somewhere. Just type in like birds acting crazy or like the birds posing or like their wings are open, but they're not flying. They're literally just standing there and they're all looking the same way. And it was like maybe 15, 20 of them. And they were all in this one field or this one area and they all had their wings spread and they were turned to the side like horse. The birds are trying to tell you it's the end of times. There was a whale, in the water. And normally, you know, whales kind of, I don't want to say dive, but they come up, get some air with their spout, they go back under. And, their tail was just hanging out the water on purpose for a while for hours. And fishermen were catching it. And they were like, I feel like the whale's trying to tell us something. Yeah, fucking dummy. It's the end of the world. They're like, hey, pay attention. This is the only way we can tell you it's the end of the world. The goats and shit, or the sheep and shit in certain areas on certain farms for hours and hours, for days at a time. They're just walking in circles and a group just walking in circles. They're trying to tell humans, hey, it's the end of the world. Like, why are you fucking still paying bills? Like, hello, y'all aren't getting it. You know what I'm saying? It's right there in your faces, but you're missing it. You're still going in and clocking in and doing the same pointless shit. But the animals are telling you. There's other examples too. Those are the only ones I can remember off the top of my head. But yeah, for sure. Pay attention to that. You can walk away from the fire and the brimstone. It's up to you. The cosmos are granting you this choice. Everybody has free will. They can't force this upon you. But understand that whatever decision you make is your decision. You gotta stand on that. Right? I do see, a lot of you guys been able to plant new seeds, start over. You know? A lot of you guys might move, and I said this, I don't remember what fucking episodes I said this a while ago, but I said it was divine masculine and feminine or something like that when I was doing those little series. I said that certain divine masculines might be told to move where the divine feminine is moving. I don't know how that works, but like divine masculines may be in a certain area, or maybe they're in major cities or something, and divine feminine got a dream or a vision or a certain location, country, city, place to go to. Everybody's gonna be different, but your divine feminines, if you're a divine masculine listening, or if you're a divine feminine listening, you as a woman have been told where to go, where to move. Some of y'all know particular houses in that area you've looked at on Zillow, or you want to go check out or whatever the fuck. And you guys are supposed to move there and be away from the city, be away from everybody. Even if you got neighbors, you might notice when you do move out there, maybe the neighbors are moving out, or I don't know what the fuck. It's gonna be kind of like y'all in your own little fucking area. And it's led that way because the gods want y'all to get out of major cities. They don't want you guys in the major cities like LA and New York and Houston and like whatever these major cities are. There's a lot of people. You might be told to move to the boondocks. And that's fine because the major cities are gonna be attacked. The major cities are going to be going through these things. They might tell you to move overseas to another country. You know, wherever everybody's going to be led somewhere different. Not everybody's going to go to the same corner of the world. Everybody's going to go somewhere different. But when they say pack your bags and go, and this is your destination to go to, the divine feminine knows where y'all are going. I said that before. So, masculine, I know you're the man, you wear the pants and all that stuff, but it's being told for a reason. Get beside yourself for a second, and wherever she says, this is where God told me to move, this is where I'm moving, your ass moves there. If you're like, well, babe, I have this area and this in mind, that's nice. We can figure that out after this shit happens. We can move there. But the first place we're moving is where God told us to move, because it's a certain reason they have y'all moving there. Okay? You gotta follow spirit. Okay? Whatever area the gods are gonna have you guys move as your next destination, as a family, as a unit, as a couple, whatever, that is where you guys, that's your home base where you're going to be at for a while. Okay. It's destined just for you. Like I said, whether you're the only people on the block or you're so ducked off, you have no neighbors or whatever the fuck, it's, or you're surrounded by animals that you can hunt or fish that you can catch, or you can see people coming from a mile away, like whatever it is, it's that particular way for a reason, but it's mainly to get y'all out of the main cities and stuff like that. You guys are going to be spiritually guided there. You guys are going to be protected there. Now, masculines, this is not time for you to wear your pants and be like, no, we got to move here because I'm the man of the hell. No. Get your shit the fuck out of here. We're not in that type of vibe. Do that shit another time. Like I said, that don't even got to be y'all forever home. But while y'all thugging it out and this shit's happening, the gods told the divine feminine where to move into particular. So following suit with it and figure that out. If that's a power struggle for you, then I'm sorry, my love, but it's not going to work out for you. The gods are not going to align you with somebody and you still got some type of ego going on and you don't want to listen to them. Because that's going to put y'all in harm's way. Because you want to live in a certain area that might not be so safe. You might be living around a bunch of cons. And a bunch of con artists and a bunch of scammers and a bunch of fucking robbers and shit. That, whether you know it or not, they might look regular. But they might not have everything set up and prepared. You might be moving into a neighborhood where everybody got their own fucking shit. And they're not worried about you and you're not worried about them. Right? But if you don't listen to where the fuck they told Divine Feminine to move to, you might move to the wrong area. And the people that you're around is not prepared. And now, even though you could physically defend yourself, who wants to be in that situation to have to do that? Who wants to live on edge when you can live in peace? So, go ahead and swallow your pride. Like I said a while ago, maybe on the last episode, I don't remember, but it said it's not time for pride to get in the way. You know, put your pride aside. Okay. A lot of you guys will be celebrating really soon. A lot of you guys will be, you know, able to have cute dates, or you're going to be able to enjoy your life. It's not going to be like, oh my God, I'm just in this doom prep energy and we're all going to die soon. No, you guys are going to get to fucking enjoy life. Y'all might not. I mean, while y'all can go to restaurants and shit, go ahead and enjoy that. But once this shit pops off and you get that dream, keep your ass in the house. You feel me? And then just wait and see what happens from there. Get set up so that y'all can have romantic things to do. Get a bunch of games and cards and things that you can do at home, and you can set up a fucking date at home. And when the kids are asleep, y'all can have a fucking date at home until all this is figured out. And even if y'all don't touch that shit until all this happens, at least y'all got it somewhere. Put it somewhere y'all forget about it and be like, oh yeah, wow, the world is falling apart, but I forgot we have date night games in the fucking, let's go pull one of those out on board. Let's fucking do it. You got some alcohol? Yeah. You got some weed? Hell yeah. Let's fucking get some shrooms and fucking enjoy our fucking time in this bunker. I don't know. Figure that shit out. Right? But like, it doesn't mean it's the end of the world for everybody. It's just gonna look different. Okay? Yeah, go wherever the fuck, it just keeps reiterating to go wherever the fuck Divine Feminine showing you, cause they're getting messages straight from the gods where to go. This is gonna happen sooner than you guys think. I'm not gonna hold you. It's not gonna be, like I said, I'm not saying it's gonna happen next month. I don't know. I did see 6/15. That don't mean that it's gonna happen June 15th. I just seen that in my dream. But, that can mean something happens with the businesses, because when I seen 6/15 in my dream, we was at the fucking Forever 21 and the fucking, they were doing layoffs. So they might start laying motherfuckers off around summertime. I don't know. That could mean that. It could not mean that. But I know by the end of this year, something gonna change. I said that shit like a couple years ago, that the end of 2024, shit's not going to be peachy and all that kind of shit. Wherever you are, duck off. A lot of you guys might be on a mountain facing the water. A lot of y'all might be by trees and water. A lot of y'all might be in the middle of the fucking woods somewhere. Okay? They're going to show you, though, the type of environment you're going to be in. 9 times out of 10 is going to be an environment that you like to be in. If you know you're not a big woodsy person, then maybe it's not going to be like that for you. But you're going to see it. Whatever opportunities of abundance you guys are going to have, if they're going to bless you guys to win the lottery, if they're going to bless you guys with a settlement, a big check, an inheritance, whatever, they're going to show you this stuff in your dream time and visions. Pay attention to shit. They might show you through other people. So I'm not saying you can't be on social media and scroll, but pay attention to which the information you're consuming. If it seems negative, scroll past that shit. If every time you scroll and you see somebody got blessed with an inheritance they didn't know about, not a reading, but like somebody literally being like, oh my God, a day in the life, I just found out I had a great aunt from the 1800s that had unclaimed land, and I'm there refurbishing the bitch. And you're like, whoa, that's so specific. And you keep seeing shit like that, it's probably because that's going to happen to you. You feel me what I'm saying? But they're going to show you in dreams, and then you're going to see the shit throughout your daily life, and it's going to be like confirmations. Write all that shit down. Write down your ideas. Keep that shit to yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you need to stock up and you're like, damn, everybody needs to be warm, I can make blankets. Make blankets, my nigga. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Do whatever you need to do. Make whatever you need to make, okay? Do whatever you need to do to be able to provide for your family. Even if it's barter and trade, okay? Store seeds, collect seeds. If you're good at all that kind of stuff, do it. They're going to show you all that. If you're like, damn, I don't even know if I got a green thumb. I've never grown anything before. I'm just going to start collecting seeds and soil now. Then you might have a dream that you got this big ass garden and there's watermelons and peppers and potatoes and apple trees and all this fucking shit. You're like, wow. So do you see, damn, even though I didn't know this and I just read it on a book or I watched a YouTube video on it, you're going to see how fruitful your shit's going to be. You feel me what I'm saying? Facts. You never fished before, but you're like, I'm going to get fishing gear. And you have a dream about you catching hella fish and you being able to get the ice and stock up on that bitch or whatever. Salt, ice, however they be doing that shit to preserve it. Good. You got this, right? Cool. Yeah. You're going to see the major change. Your divine person's going to see the major change. If you already know your divine feminine, divine masculine, and, you know, soulmate, twin flame, if you already know that shit, this is just, like, repetitive information for you. But I don't feel like these episodes were really for y'all. It was for, like, the people that were damn near about to be left behind. I'm not gonna hold you. Because they gotta choose what side you're gonna be on, good or evil. What side you're gonna be on. Light or dark, basically. It's your choice. Yeah. A lot of people still got healing to go through, still got healing to do. That's okay. You know what I'm saying? You might have to be your own therapist at this point in time. Get some shadow work books. Get some sound therapy going on. Figure out what that looks like. Heal your inner child. Look into that kind of shit so that you can learn. Because you ain't going to be able to book a therapist appointment. You feel me what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be like that, so. If there is other healing you gotta go through, figure that out, man. There might be a way that y'all can listen to my podcast for free. I mean, clearly, you know, but like without the internet, I don't really know how that works. There might be like little, cause when you Google Nola Moon Mystic, hey, chill out, sit down. Sorry, y'all, I'm almost done and he tripping. When you Google Nola Moon Mystic Dreamers, there's hella podcast platforms that it pops up on. What I'm saying is I don't know if they all have to require internet. You feel me what I'm saying? So I don't really know how that works. I know there's Spotify. I know there's Google Podcasts and shit like that. But there's other websites where I know that I think was there one? I think there was a certain point in time where, oh, he working my nerves. Let me hurry up. I know there was a certain point in time. Sit down, baby. You're tripping now, okay? Clearly you're tired. Whew, bear with me. I know there is a certain point in time before I turned my phone off that there was a certain fucking app that I had that let you listen to songs and podcasts offline. I just don't remember what the name of it was. So there might be a way that you can listen to my shit without being on the internet. And if there is, there's a lot of healing messages, therapeutic messages, and I teach y'all how to do all that shit on here. I'm just not about to go through that shit right now because I'm on the verge of yelling at my kid and spazzing out because I'm tired and I'm a really grumpy person when I'm tired. I turn into an asshole. So I'm trying to finish these last couple cards and get it done. But look into it, there might be a way. I don't know off the top of my dome. That might even be something I have to look into myself. Either way it goes, they're gonna show you how to come out the darkness and head to the light. They're gonna show you what moves to make, if there's red flags, if there's cautionary flags with a certain person, place, or thing. Don't go here, go there. Don't trade with this person, trade with that one. Where to travel to. Some of you guys are like pregnant or you're gonna be pregnant around that time. Excuse me. And you guys are like, fuck, what happens if I'm pregnant? Excuse me. And I gotta deliver a baby. I've never delivered a baby alone. I've always done epidurals. I'm a C-section mom, or I don't fucking know. They might show you, yes, you're gonna get pregnant, and they might show you you're fucking birthing, and you're like, wow, I pushed that motherfucker out in 2 minutes. No pain meds, no epidural. You feel me? You dig me? I drank some okra water. I drank some fucking raspberry leaf tea. Got it done. You feel me? I don't know, but some of y'all are gonna be pregnant. I don't know what the fuck that means, but just dream your dreams and write them down, dog, because they're gonna show you what your future is gonna look like. So if you're like, oh, babe, I don't want to get pregnant yet, let's be careful. And then you're like, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, man, the world's over and I can't go and fucking do anything. I can't get an abortion. I can't fucking do this or that. We got a baby coming. Da, 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 da. I don't know if the baby's healthy because we don't have ultrasounds. There's fucking baby heart monitors. I don't know about the ultrasound thing, but there's ways that you can hear your baby's heart. You can order that kind of shit off like Amazon. That's what I do know. I don't know what it's called, but just look up the baby heart monitor or something like that. It's the same fucking machine that when you're pregnant, they hook you up to the shit and make sure the baby's heart is still beating when you go on your checkups and shit like that. It's the same machine. You can do it at home. You feel me? You feel me what I'm saying? Dog, I'm so tired. Look into this shit yourself. But I just see that some of y'all are gonna be fucking pregnant while this is all happening. And that's just what it is. Look into home births, water births. Look into natural home remedies for pain or whatever, you know. There's people that's had natural births before. That's like, yeah, I did this, I did that. I know every pregnancy and every woman and their pain tolerance is different. But, you know, you're not the first generation to do this without a hospital and midwives and things like that. You're not the first generation to do so. There's women that were running away, slaves that were having babies while they were running away, had to pop this shit out, wrap it in a blanket and keep running. You feel me? So you're not the first to ever do it. Just understand that. Just look into the shit, bro. Do whatever you gotta do. I'm so tired. I don't know. I feel like I'm repeating myself. That's all the cards I got. Hopefully, I can go to sleep tonight. I don't want to talk to y'all about this shit no more. I hope the guys have gotten out everything they need to talk to y'all about. Because, like, I feel like all of this is repetitive, low-key, from the motherfucking Tower Babel. Get your shit together, friends. Get your fucking shit together, bro. Get your shit together, sis. Fucking read. Get books. Learn about shit while you got the information that you fucking have. Be resourceful. Don't be having people all in your fucking business when you're making your moves. Don't tell nobody where the fuck you're moving. Prepare yourselves and your family. Don't be in fucking fear. It's not as bad as it seems like it's gonna be by way of TV, by way of that Bible thumping religious shit that they've been popping. The fire and brimstone's only gonna happen if you choose to not believe in the gods and you just decide to keep letting these fucking pimps pimp you out with these elites, pimp you out and shit like that. Then of course they're gonna fucking do that shit to you. Of course they're gonna rip you out of your homes and do martial law. Of course there's gonna be war and, you know, people fighting over shit that other people stocked up on a long time ago. Of course there's gonna be that. It just depends on what the fuck you decide to do for yourself. For the ones that are not part of the 144,000, these are mainly who these messages are for. You don't have a destiny that is already set in stone. That's why nothing set in stone came out yet. You are neither going to be saved nor are you going to be left behind. It's up to fucking you what you do. You're only stuck if you choose to be, okay? That's what it all boils down to be. That's why they have me do these messages. And it kind of sounds repetitive because you do have the option to have a better life at things, or you can be stuck, you know? It's up to you. You're only stuck if you choose to be. Nothing yet is set in stone. You guys don't have it on your contract in your, when you came down to earth, it did not say, hey, this person is going to help raise the vibration of others. This person is going to do this and that and that and that. No, it probably says something about you got free will. And whatever you choose to do with your free will is your destiny. If you look into your natal chart and you study it, it probably says that shit somewhere on that motherfucker. You might got a mutable sign. You might be like a Gemini or fucking, what is mutable? Oh, that's why this is all happening too. That makes sense. I'm gonna end it here. Okay. So I was speaking about karma, right? On those episodes, it was like the endings and beginnings series, mini series I did. And it was talking about like the cardinal signs, right? Capricorn, my brain is going blank. Cancer, what was it? Was it Leo? No. Capricorn, Aries, Cancer, and Libra, I think. Those are the cardinal signs. So 9 times out of 10, a lot of the chosen ones or the 144,000, they have cardinal placements because we have to go through the shit first so that we can teach you guys how to get through it, right? And then the mutable signs is what we're on now. And I didn't do that series yet because I see right now while I'm at the end of this episode that the reason the guys didn't have me do it for y'all is because when it comes to Pluto and Aquarius, wasn't it in Aquarius? Yeah, I think Pluto did switch to Aquarius. It's because the mutable signs is y'all karma now. So the cardinal signs, 9 out of 10, they're already like the chosen ones, 144,000 couples. And they're the ones that's like already went through the shit and they already got an inheritance that they know is destined for them. And they already got these plans in place. They're waiting on the money. They're waiting on the funds. They're going to do, they got boom, 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 boom. This is what we're going to do. Boom, boom, boom. With the mutable signs, that's like Aquarius. I think that's Leo. No, Leo's fixed. Aquarius, Sagittarius, Scorpio, and fucking maybe Taurus or something. I don't remember. Whatever. No, Taurus is fixed. Virgo. They're mutable. So things can go either way for them. So I feel like right now with the Pluto and Aquarius, the reason I didn't do those episodes is because this is kind of leading to that, where you choose light or dark, good or bad, moving forward or staying stuck. It's like it's mutable. It can go either way. Either you go with the flow or you go against the current. Okay. So in a way, I don't want to say this is y'all karma, but in a way, like, this is what y'all gonna experience as being the rest of everybody that does not have a specific thing that says you will be saved on your contract when you came here. You're a mutable sign. So it's gonna be up to you. You have free will. Okay. What you gonna do with that free will? Cause you have every right to be saved. The gods will save you. But it's not in their contract to do it. They don't owe you shit. What do you want to do? You want to be saved or do you not want to be saved? That's just what it fucking is, okay? I hope that makes sense. I love you guys. Take care of your fucking selves. Read a book. Do something. Study something. Learn about mutable signs so you can understand what the fuck I'm trying to say while I'm sleepy and shit like that. But basically, we'll probably get into that another time. Just not while I'm sleepy right now and trying to end this episode. But it just dawned on me why this is kind of a thing with mutable signs right now. And y'all kind of going through this right now is, yeah. Mutable and fixed signs. So I want to say every sign but the cardinal. Cause now that I think about it, I don't even think the mutable signs are who's up next. I think it's the fixed signs. So the people that are kind of stuck in their ways, that got a thorn in their side, that are very single-minded, narrow-minded, this is how everything's going to always be, very stuck in their ways, and then the mutable signs where things can go either way. You guys don't really have a destiny in your chart that says, I'm going to take charge, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So the gods are giving you free will to take charge or forever be in fire and brimstone with these motherfuckers ruling over your lives, okay? So I hope that makes sense for fixed and mutable signs. If you're a cardinal sign, especially if it's like your sun sign or like your rising sign, you probably already went through this shit and you already know your destiny. Everybody else is probably kind of confused, and it's because you're a fixed or a mutable sign. Look into that more. I gotta go. Peace.